is going on, guys? Your boy Elroy here, and welcome back to the Your Boy Elroy MMA podcast. I am your host, Josh Prep Egina, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's been a while since I've gone like off the cuff for myself. Like, I usually talk MMA, like there's always an MMA component. But, you know, I think I'm going to just wait to hit the MMA back up before the New York card, because it's just not exciting at the moment. Like, there's not a lot going on in the world of MMA that I'm interested in talking about. I mean, don't get me wrong. I enjoyed this past weekend seeing Francis Ngannou box. But, you know, that wasn't something that I was, like, super crazy about. And honestly, I just want to talk about my own passions. So with that being said, let's talk fragrances. So yes, I talk fragrances on YouTube, TikTok, as well as Instagram. And this week is just full of amazing content. And I've gotten a bunch of really cool things. So right in front of me, I'm going to talk about today this discovery set from the House of Sensual Obsessions. So Sensual Obsessions is a house that makes inspired by fragrances, and they're like super close. Like, he sent me a full bottle of their clone of Grand Soir, and it is just chef's kiss. Now, it is close, but it's not exact. But I actually like how they changed it. Like, they made it a little gourmand. It has like a caramel sweetness to it, and I am all about it. As well, let's talk about this discovery set. So Dinner Jacket is his version of Tuxedo. Tuxedo is one of my favorite DNAs, like bar none. I have a pretty big decan of Tuxedo. I also have Barrett Fragrances version of Tuxedo, which is my personal favorite, and I have a rack store loose bottle from Milestone Parfums called Taxco. Taxco is damn good as well for $15. But Kevin hit Dinner Jacket out of the park. I am so happy to own this 5 milliliters, and it'll definitely get some wear this upcoming season. We have Cognac Delight 1. This is his version of Angel Share. Now, Angel Share is something that I was always so excited, like, to smell. Like, I was like, oh, this sounds amazing. I go to Sephora and I spray it on a test strip, and I'm like, this is the best thing ever. I couldn't believe how incredible it was, and I was so ready to buy a bottle, like 100% so ready to buy a bottle. And then I'm like, you know what? I should definitely spray this on skin to make sure that I like it. And guess what? I didn't like it on skin. It smelled like uncooked pie crust off my skin. Now think of the smell of uncooked pie crust, okay? That's what that smelled like off my skin. Now Kevin's version, I have yet to spray it. Should we do a test strip? Let's just do a test strip and see what we get from this, and see if I like it, because the Angel Share, the idea of Angel Share is amazing, right? But I think I have a fragrance from Juicette. I have a fragrance from Juicette that I smelled with my friend Dion. She introduced me to it. And I put it on skin, and I was like, wow, this is everything I wanted Angel Share to be. It's like that apple pie that everybody talks about with, like, a boozy apple pie. I definitely got it in the Juicette one. But let's see what Cognac Delight smells like, because Kevin, everything that Kevin has done so far has been amazing. So let's see if this is okay. Yeah, I get it in the air. Yeah, smells like Angel Share. This smells like a cinnamon-heavy apple pie with some booziness, and this is just gorgeous. These are first impressions, because I really wanted to do this on podcast form to see how it came across. So next, we have Beach Bum, which is his version of Louis Vuitton's afternoon swim. So I could expect this to be super fresh and just like really watery, citrusy. Let's see what I get from this. Hey Joe, how you doing? Sorry, I'm on TikTok live too for some reason. I just figured I'd turn it on. Oh yeah, this is beautiful. Now, I can't compare the two because I never smelled afternoon swim, but if afternoon swim smells half as good as this, this is wow. Now I see why it's so pop. This is like bright. This is like if Bleu de Chanel was way more bright and way more citrusy. Like Bleu de Chanel gives me like a lot of like citrus laundry detergent vibes, which I like because it's clean, it's masculine. This is a little more unisex, and I'm a fan. That was good. Okay, so that's halfway through this. So then we have Heaven Oh Intense, which is supposed to be his Elysium Oh Intense, which is a newer scent. And I haven't smelled. I have smelled Elysium, both versions, the Parfum and the Parfum Cologne. And this doesn't smell like Elysium at all. This has like, ew. I know that it's rhubarb heavy. And I've always liked rhubarb in scents, but this isn't for me. Now, this is really potent off this tester strip. This might be something I have to try off skin because I do like green. I do really like green scents. But this is a little too green for something like Elysium, which it's like really realistic, like green. I don't know. I'm not a fan of that. But it seems like it performs. So time will tell. I will wear it. Just because I don't like it, an initial spray doesn't mean I won't wear it. I'll definitely wear it. Going Green is his version of Greenlee. Now, I have Barrett Fragrance's version of Greenlee, which is Vervantiville. I have a decant of Greenlee. Vervantiville is, like, spot on. And I was talking with my buddy, More Fragrances, Please. He has been on this podcast before. And the the bergamot oil that Ross Barrett uses for his fragrances is just so fresh and invigorating. Like in Vervantiville, which is Greenlee, in Rub Rum, which instead of using blood orange, he uses bergamot for his Parfum de Marly Cologne clone. And it's just so captivating, like the smell. I love the essence that the bergamot gives versus the bitterness of a blood orange. So I'm a fan. Now, Ginger Obsession from Sensuals Obsessions. Listen, when I opened this package, this was the first thing I sprayed, even before I sprayed Have a Good Night. And Ginger Obsession is amazing. Listen, I need a full bottle of Ginger Obsessions from Sensual Obsessions because it is amazing. I love the note of ginger. Obviously, I love lemon. Lemon and ginger remind me of YSL Loam, which was my signature scent for years. And Ginger Obsession is just the best version of those two notes. Now, that was Sensual Obsessions sample pack. I will be reviewing each fragrance individually on my three platforms, but I just wanted to give quick, you know, thoughts on them here. Another thing I got is from the house of Shansu, and this is actually a fragrance. So I have worked with Shansu before, and he sent me this. And the reason that I was able to get sent this was because I actually named this fragrance. So this is Shansu's Vanilla Matrimony, and this is just a myriad of vanilla notes. Now, this smells like coconut cream cake from the Atomizer, and from the Atomizer only. When you spray this on skin or on a tester strip, this smells like really crummy, like vanilla cake with really dense vanilla frosting. It's sweet, but it's not like overly sweet. And I really like that it's not overly sweet. I think it leans feminine with a masculine touch to it. Now, it's a vanilla fragrance. Women love vanilla, but I think I'm going to do great wearing this in the dead of winter. What's up, everybody joining on TikTok Live? But that is Vanilla Matrimony from Shansu. Great name, right? I thought so, too. I named it. So with that being said, that is the fragrance talk. What can you expect from my channel for the next couple days? So I have Essential Obsessions review on his version of Grand Soir. I have the Gentleman's Nod video coming out today as you guys are listening to this. I have a Making Sense candy corn review coming later this week. I already filmed my video for, hey Sage, how you doing? I already filmed my video for City Rhythm Nashville. I have some other decants there that I'm filming. I'm doing a collab with Fulton and Rourke. A package from Hez is coming, as well as a brand called Barrio reached out and sent me some stuff, as well as some attars. Excuse me. Yes, attars. I've never really experienced perfume like I've had roller balls and stuff like that, but as far as like a tar style fragrance, I have yet. Hey, what's up, Crazy T? How you doing? I have yet to experience that. So with that being said, tune in to me for the next few days on Instagram. I love what I'm doing over there when it pertains to fragrance. I'm not abandoning the YBE MMA podcast. It's the time of the year where everything really slows down. Now, there's like news, but it's stuff that doesn't really interest me. Like, there's talk about lawsuits and stuff like that. I want to talk about fights. And there's fights coming up, and we're going to talk about that. They announced an awesome card going to Austin that I can't wait to talk about. Obviously, the next few pay-per-views are incredible. And we'll do an award show. Hey, Nick, how you doing today? And we'll do an award show by the end of the year. So with that being said, this has been the YBE MMA Podcast. I am Josh Prepagina. You can find me on all forms of social media. Elroy Preps in one word. You can find the show on Instagram at YBE MMA Podcast, as well as Teespring. Teespring.com/stores/YBE MMA Podcast. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. Love your mothers. I love you, Mom. Enjoy the fights this weekend, and we'll see you next week.